Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Here's Colin Cowherd. He was on FS1. Now, a lot of times we get these, you know, New York Porch instead of New York Post, but everything looks the same.
Yeah.
So there was a Twitter handle called NBA Central, not Central.
By the way, it's at L.A.
It is in L.A., yeah, that's what I thought. NBA Central, not Central. And he reported this as fact.
So tomorrow, Lakers play Dallas.
Yes.
I saw a story where they won't let Luka jerseys in the building in Dallas.
That was from NBA Central.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't actually true.
Yeah.
What's funny about this is I just saw before I came in NBA Central, and they put via Shams. Did you see this?
No, I did not.
That said Joel Embiid has opted to retire rather than have surgery. And I was like, damn, especially when I saw the via Shams.
Yeah.
And then I checked it. I'm like, oh, NBA Central.
So yeah, it was NBA Central. They said Embiid has barnacles all over him, so he couldn't continue. It was affecting his buoyancy.
Anyhow,
did you see the one that everybody sent us yesterday, by the
yes,
way?
Yes, I saw it.
I did the not. Big parasite. Did you see that one during your when you were originally?
I saw that.
Yeah. It said, meet the heroes that are in the Arctic.
Yes.
Saving these polar bears from these mega parasites.
That one will live forever.
Unfortunately. Indeed, yes.
This one's from the world of Barstool. Are you guys familiar with Ohio State?
Yes, I am. Okay. Yeah, he's a crazy guy.
Yeah.
And,
so I'm going to play a couple of things for you, then I'll explain why I'm playing it. Here he is telling the audience what a triathlon is.
For those of you that don't know what an Ironman is, it is a triathlon. 112 miles on a bike, 26.2 miles running, and 2.4 miles swimming.
All right, so he's telling you this because they're going to do one, but it's not that. Instead, it's their own.
Now, obviously, we're not going to be able to do that. So instead of the Ironman, we're doing the Fat Man. A food triathlon, 112 chicken wings, 26 orders of fries, and 2.4 gallons of soda.
Oh, Jesus. It's him and two other guys. It's not just him. Still tough. And they're going to have, I guess these are the co-workers that are going to help him out.
Annika and Hannah Montoya, their idea, not mine, will be dressed as Hooters girls to deliver the food to
us. That's timely since Hooters is...
Yeah.
Some Hooters are filing for bankruptcy, apparently. And then the punishment will be if they don't do this, for every piece they don't finish, they're going to have to walk a mile on the treadmill. And they have to do it within the world record for the Ironman, which is 7 hours.
Wait, so how many people are doing it with them?
Three. It's two others. Three people.
So they have to cut that. So they have to eat
in
everything.
7 hours.
They have to individually eat everything.
Yes. So it's a team challenge, but individually, if you don't do yours, you have to get on the treadmill for a mile for everything you don't do.
Yeah, every time one of these things comes up, I'm like, it doesn't sound that hard. And then I had the boneless buffalo wing thing. I don't know.
Even when those Bob Does Sports guys do the challenges on the, just have 9 donuts while you're playing golf. That doesn't sound so bad. In the meantime, they're throwing up on the 7th donut.
I'm sorry. I know people get grossed out and other people throw up. When those guys throw up, it's the funniest thing. For whatever reason, it's so funny.
It is. The,
like the drink of the milk and cookies, oh, that one.
And a guy 85 like, degrees in Florida.
Oh, God.
Guy gets out of the car and he's like grabbing his gap wedge all of a sudden. Just ridiculous.
It is. It's disgusting. How many did you eat of the wings?
I don't remember. Maybe seven or six or seven.
I remember you were terrible at it. You ate like four.
Yeah, it was, but these were bone. I didn't realize. So it all because Joey Chestnut ate like 15 in whatever 2 minutes or something. Mm. I was like, that doesn't sound like me. He eats hot dogs, like 150 hot dogs. I should be able to do that. But they're thick and they're breaded, and I wasn't using the sauce properly. Right. There was an EMT here, and then I felt like I was going to, I don't know. It was not good.
No, not
good. And the best part is I chose to wear the Jerry Cahill, you cannot fail sweatshirt that day.
And you failed.
Failure.
And I failed.
Yes. Yeah. The news yesterday was Sean. We got it like 11 o'clock in the morning. Sean Manaea, oblique injury, likely to start the season on the injured list. Giancarlo Stanton back in New York, elbow issues, but also a personal reason. You've got the combine starting, so we should get some audio from a lot of these teams for tomorrow. You had a couple of people speak yesterday. And Kirby Smart, I played this earlier. I like this, so I'll play it again. This was speaking at the Nike Coach of the Year Clinic when compared to the likes of Joe Burrow and Cam Newton. He was asked about Johnny Manziel, apparently, or I guess what they have in common.
They're definitely quarterbacks. That's the most elementary thing. Heisman, quarterbacks, champions. He ain't champion. Champion of what? Champion of fireball.
So that reputation continues to follow him around, which is not a surprise. NHL tonight, you got the Rangers and Islanders facing off at UBS Arena. All right, moment of the day. So this kind of wraps up, encapsulates the whole morning from where this began. You had a lot of conversation about selling stuff to raise money for charity because of the, what's his name? Adrian Wojnarowski story. And so this is kind of part of the beginning.
I think what we got to do is go to Mark in Huntington. Mark, what's happening?
Hey, I got an item I'd like to get from you guys, if possible. It's a Beningo's Manscaper.
You want the used one?
Yeah, used, in the box, all the attachments.
You know, not only do I have no hair down there, and it does an amazing job with that, but my penis looks bigger. Which is amazing. Something I never would have thought. But my penis is bigger than it used to be.
What we got here? All right.
It is. Oh, my God.
There we go.
This one here. This. I mean, I think I might want this. Do you want to tell everybody what this
sure.
is?
Yeah, sure. I know exactly what it is. Can I see your papers, please? This is my COVID-19 vaccination record card.
Boomer sized COVID vaccination card.
There you go. I don't know if you sold it or not, but I think that would fetch
good
a lot
job,
of money.
Jerry. That was very good.
Yeah, very good, Jerry. Very good, thank Jerry. You.
A little applause for you.
Okay.
Disgusting. Still out there. If you would like $10,000 to the Boomer Esiason Foundation for a signed vajankle, pair of vajankles, both signed by us, 888-808-1019. If you're out there, I'd love to be able to raise this because I get a write-off as well, apparently, a $9,800 write-off for 2025. So that would be great. But at the same time, though, I kind of want to hang on to the vajankles. I do. I love having them in my office.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.